everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Talk. We are your Straight Talkers. My name is Hafiz, and I once mistook a plus-size woman for being pregnant and offered her a seat in the MRT.
My name is Edmund. I'm actually an introvert.
Really?
I don't believe.
Maybe you are an introvert, extrovert.
No, I'm an introvert, introvert.
Do you find yourself needing to recharge after talking so much?
Like you want to be alone?
Yeah. I need 1 week to recharge.
Okay lah. Then maybe it's an introverted extrovert.
No wonder our episodes all around 1 week then we see you again.
Yeah, because I need to recharge.
Okay.
I used up all my energy for 1 whole week already.
And I'm Wei Liang. I'm left eye, left handed, and left legged.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's such a thing as left legged.
Play football.
Okay.
So all left.
All left.
So left handed, okay, that one I know. Then yeah. What you said, someone
left eye.
Left eye, so your left eye is stronger.
I line the side with my left eye.
But today we want to talk about our Wei Song issue.
Yes, Wei Song topic.
Wei Song.
Okay, actually, yesterday I tried to spend some time with my kids, whole family lah. 8 p.m., 8 to 8:30, thereabout. We are watching TV. Supposed to be watching TV.
Supposed.
Yeah, supposed to be. So during the commercial break, I turn back and look at my kids. They are all on their handphone.
But was it because it's commercial break? Were they actually really watching the program? Or do you suspect that during the program, they're already scrolling their phone?
No. Once I on the TV, they already on their handphone watching TikTok. So I asked them, I thought we supposed to spend some time with each other, then watch TV, so they have some topics to talk about. Then they told me, three of them, TV so boring. Okay, I do agree, it is quite boring as compared to, their TikTok, where every time they scroll, they have a different topic.
Right.
And they have different language, some in Chinese, some in English, some in Singlish. So quite interesting for them. It's in fact more interesting than what I am watching. So somehow I find that, is it because I'm a bit older, there's a gap between me and my
kids? So were you enjoying the program that you were watching?
To be honest, no.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, to be honest, no. I'm not enjoying it.
What was it about the program on television that didn't make you interested?
I think they are trying very hard to speak in very proper Chinese.
Proper Mandarin.
Proper Mandarin. But look, we are in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we use some Singlish rather than just everything all Chinese?
Mm. Or dialect, for that matter.
Oh, yeah. Mix a bit of dialect. Okay. Fully dialect, I don't think a lot of people can understand. So mix a bit. That's why I said Singlish. If you were to compare with China, our Chinese is nowhere near theirs.
Mm. Are you for or against Singlish?
I'm for.
I'm for as well.
Yeah.
So I think anyone who's against it is just an elitist snob.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your Wei Song issue.
Yes.
Okay, my Wei Song issue is also about the entertainment industry, local as well, but on a bigger scale. So recently, we all know Michelle Yeoh won Best Actress at the Oscars for Everything Everywhere All at Once. So there was this whole topic and the whole discussion again and again and again. Every time something happens that affects the Asian community on an international platform, the same question will always be asked. Why can't we emulate that? Why can't we go to that level? Why can't Singapore films produce an Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Or to that standard.
Or to that standard, you know. I'm so tired. As an artist, I'm so tired of having this conversation because we all know that we're going in circles because at the end of the day, what are we? We're a police state, all right? Everything is, there is a censorship, left, right, and center, you know. How can we expect our films to go beyond our shores when even our own local films, recently, there's a local film that was banned even in its own country, and it was doing well elsewhere. So we are not in any position to question, you know, and bemoan about, why we only get Jack Neo shit movies, you know, and then we don't get good quality movies. We can have it if IMDA opens up their brains.
But most of the time, right, most of us aren't even aware that are such films. So maybe someone has to be really screening them underground or something.
Yeah. In fact, not only films. Like, for example, like I do theatre, right? Mm. So for everything that you put on stage, you have to go through IMDA. So you have to get a licensing. Yeah. So there was, okay. So what I do is I do parodies, I do sketches, right? So I'm, I would say loosely a comedian. A funny guy lah, okay? So what I do is, I have this sketch show that I do every year. Okay. So there was this one scene where because we are all aware that Halimah Yacob is going to finish her tenure as a president, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to do a stand-up where I just come out dressed in a red tudung and an all-white baju kurung, you know?
I would
with pearl necklace, right? So I've done it before in that capacity. And it's very interesting. They said that you cannot allude that you are Halimah Yacob. If not, we won't approve the script. But you can say that you are the sister. So I came out with this character called Halimah. Okay.
You know what? You can just come out holding a Singapore flag and wave it, and people can just join the dots.
Exactly. So it's like the consciousness of the people. Okay, we know that if I come out in a red tudung and a white baju kurung, and the Singapore flyer is happening at the back, they know that I'm Halimah Yacob, right? I don't even have to say it, right?
Yep.
But yeah, so they said you cannot allude that you're Halimah Yacob. If not, we won't approve the script.
Wow.
So then when I change it, I still got advisory 16.
Oh, okay. So they came for your rehearsal to...
No, so before you even can, start producing any show, you have to give them a copy of your script. They have to vet your script. So they will vet for 2 or 3 weeks from start till finish, and they will tell you, can, but you will get this rating, blah, blah, blah.
So by the time this whole ping pong is finished, right, how long does it take?
There was once I did a show. IMDA when they approved the script, like during bump in. Meaning like tomorrow's the show, today we get our rating.
But how long ago would you have submitted?
6-7 months before.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it's a bureaucratic nightmare lah. Huh?
So you are constantly having to plan ahead with so many projects.
And then what happens if you sell tickets and 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds are watching and suddenly you get the, oh sorry, it's an R18 show.
Oh, wow. Then refund.
Refund lah.
Oh.
So it's just this nightmare that we have to go through as artists again and again and again about censorship. But so the only solution to this problem is it's not our talent, it's not our creativity, it's the governing
authority
sector or the censorship board that needs to wake up lah.
Well, I cannot imagine. You change it to R18, I go in and I don't see anything. I also ask for refund.
What were you expecting on R18?
R18 show. Can also be language.
Some scenes on some bloody scenes or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But stand up comedy, how to have bloody scenes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's your Bui Song issue of the week?
So my Bui Song topic is that people have forgot about basic theory.
Basic theory of driving.
Driving or traffic.
Traffic.
So yesterday, right, I was somewhere in Balestier. I was coming out from a minor road, and then this guy was on Balestier Road, on the main road, it's obvious that it's all packed up and he still die go inside the yellow box.
Okay.
So, of course, he cannot like bang into the car in front. So, I managed to, you know, maneuver my way in between the car in front of him and the car behind him.
Oh, okay. Jump queue.
Yeah, so when traffic started moving,
obviously, the right of way is you are already in the...
Correct, because he can't pass me anyway. Because the front of the vehicle that I was driving was already in front of
me. The yellow box was meant for you lah.
Yeah, so he was honking. So it's not the honk kind of thing like, oh bro, please go. No, it's the long kind of annoying passive-aggressive kind.
No, aggressive, not passive.
I was so pissed off, I wound down the window and I said, bro, this is a yellow box. And I think he doesn't understand the meaning of the yellow box.
Yeah.
Because in basic theory...
By the way, yellow box, basic theory, yellow box is an immediate fail.
Yeah, correct. So I feel that if...
Because I failed.
If it's an immediate failure, right? Then you should know that it is not allowed.
True.
Right? So then, doesn't end there, you know? He was showing me his middle finger.
Nice.
Behind his car camera.
Uh-huh.
And then at the same time, pointing to me that he has a car camera.
Good for him lah.
He used the wrong finger to point.
No, he was showing him the middle finger.
He was utilizing both hands.
Ah.
So again, both hands not on the steering wheel, also fail.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I'm quite frustrated lah. So, I don't know what to do with such people because, right, if he had the conscience to even like backtrack to what he actually did,
he's in the wrong.
Nothing. He can upload to LTA. He can tag all the ministers and whatever, right? And he will still be at fault.
True.
Yeah.
If you go through SG Road post, right, that everyone and everyone is posting there because they think that they have the right of way or whatever. And then sometimes it just backfire, like, you are the asshole here.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes the videos cut or start at a very convenient timing, right? Yeah.
Correct. Like, we want to see what happened before this.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So, for nothing, this guy will chase you for 2 kilometers, man. Cannot be, right?
So, people are very into social media nowadays. Everything also goes social media. Everything also goes Facebook, as you wrote, you know. Yep. Like you said, he probably tagged Minister if he wants to, you know. The first account that gets tagged in any video is SPF.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because they think police got nothing better to do.
Ah. Okay.
True. So the first thing they will respond is tag SPF.
Oh. True.
And then tag Lawrence Wong. And then tag Lee Hsien Loong. Tag Halimah Yacob. I'm like, poor makcik, just let her rest. Yeah.
So I feel that sometimes we have to be more understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
But we are a nation of complainers. We are very famous for that. Mm. And especially very, very quick to go online to just flame someone. Very interesting. I think that the reason why we also want to have this conversation is because it's important to note, you know, the effects of social media, right? And how social media right now dictates our life. For someone who does content, I do agree. Now, I don't do videos 5 minutes. Like 1 minute is, that's it, done, settled.
Too long.
All the punchline condensed into 1 minute, watch my video, like, move on to the next video.
So sure.
Yeah, maybe. So I think that's the reason why you don't watch television. Because it's like long format. It's like, have to watch.
Yeah.
Have to watch. Oh, got...
Must got starting, then middle, must got content.
Got commitment issues.
Yeah, got commitment issues. Yeah. And after that, they complain, you know, why relationships nowadays don't work. It's because you don't have patience for it. Okay, but that's another topic for another day. We want to invite someone who I think is best suited to talk about this issue. Because she is a well-known actress.
It's a she.
Nice. Okay. Once in a while lah.
Oh, good.
We try to level the amount of testosterone here with some estrogen.
Okay, good.
Okay, if not, we get very angry. And if not, we like show middle finger at one another. So once in a while, we get, and we're very lucky. I would say it's a coup because we get this very beautiful actress, all right? And I think...
Pretty, nah?
I just say beautiful.
Okay, beautiful, okay.
Listening,
Okay.
Edmund,
No, you must say it in dialect for him.
Yeah. Chiobu. And we have with us none other than Yahweh!
Hello!
So now, as a freelancer.
Yes.
Who's not working with MediaCorp full time.
Uh-huh.
What are you up to these days?
Doing Straight Talk.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm still filming a long form drama, which you all don't have the attention span to work on, right?
His skits. Yeah. I hope still okay.
Why you all like to do this?
But it's so only half an hour, so it's quite fast. You see, like, if you minus off all the TVC, it's just about 20 plus minutes.
Okay. So it's like every episode, the quarrel scene maybe for 3 episodes, something.
Quarrel? No lah, you think
Taiwan?
That's why people can.
You are telenovela, is it? That's slow mo.
No matter when you revisit, you still at the same scene.
Yeah, exactly. So like literally the Taiwanese drama, right? I can go overseas study 1 semester, come back for holidays, right? I can follow leh. Yeah. It's like literally nothing much happened.
Oh, you mean her show last time?
Yeah.
All that, right?
Yeah.
But our show quite nice, I have to say this time round.
Okay.
So
okay.
You all have to catch it.
But what's your Wei Song issue?
Road rage.
Road rage,
Because we drive every day, right? We see a lot of funny drivers on the road.
Mm.
Every day, right? You cannot stay zen one, you know?
Cannot.
You deciding not to show your middle finger, is it because you are Yahweh? Or because you have a lot of courtesy and patience?
I've been thinking about this question. I'm not an artist, I think I'll be on Stomp quite frequently.
Quite a lot of time. Really?
No, because they make me so angry, right? And then I'm that kind, like, I will confront you if you do something wrong. When I'm not at fault, I will confront.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. But now I have to control. I cannot confront.
That's true. That's true.
If not, people just... point finger at you, that's it.
Yeah, he was just saying, like, if he was someone famous, he would have been
cancelled.
Won't be cancelled, lah.
I was telling him, like, if you are in the right, won't cancel one, lah. People would have the...
People will stand up for you.
Yeah. But do you feel like being a celebrity or being an artist, it hinders you from being your true self? Online and offline?
Offline, still quite okay. I still can be myself. Uh-huh. But online, we have to have that certain image to portray.
True.
Like, how much different?
A lot.
180 degree different.
A lot.
Let me calculate that.
Want to put in numbers, hey, put in numbers,
okay, percentage. You see our Star Awards, we always like have to look at them. Yeah. But actually I feel like, hey, yo, what's up? Hi, look at me, you know, that kind of thing. But we cannot, we have to like,
okay,
proper. Every session must be very glam.
How about in public?
In public, I'm just myself, though.
Okay.
I'm quite real one.
Okay.
You see what you get.
Okay, so then if people say, oh, artists are fake, do you agree with that?
I have to disagree.
A bit agree lah, because...
A bit lah. But you must see who is the artist lah.
Plus minus, okay. Yeah, of course.
I mean, some people can fake until very real.
Who?
I don't know.
This is straight talk. I want names.
Fake until very real.
You look at him and like, wow, this one now. Whatever is online, it's nothing. Like, he's actually a dude in real life. But do you have a name? Okay, you don't have to tell us who, but do you have someone in mind?
I think have lah. Sure, have one.
One only. Oh.
A few.
Okay. Jeng.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah lah. This one, yeah lah.
But speaking of on and off screen persona, right? Mm. I've always wondered, right? Mm. Stephen Lim.
The plucked eyebrow one.
Yeah.
Now he got acting workshop.
Exercise class also.
He organized an acting workshop.
Gym instructor?
No, he runs exercise this workshop that he just gets a room full of people and they do kickboxing and
Zumba.
So I'm very interested, like in his private moments or with closer friends, right? Is he like so full on or not? Because
zany.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he switched off after a while. Because it must be exhausting to be that.
So you think it's a persona? Because I never knew. Like all these years, I never knew. Like since Singapore Idol, when he went on.
Yeah.
And then after that, he just shot to stardom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sorry. But since Singapore Idol, it just that she bang thing just went over my head again. And he went topless on national TV. Okay. Anyways, we were talking about how sometimes we have to portray a certain kind of behavior image. How do you struggle with that online? Do you feel like sometimes you don't feel like you want to talk about, you know how sometimes they're like, hey, about this issue, you should, as a celebrity, you should talk about this issue, but then you have like no interest in it. Has it ever happened to you before and then like you are forced to talk about something that you have got no passion about?
Before COVID, there was once that they say if you don't have fever or flu, no need to wear mask.
Okay.
That was the start. But then I feel that I have to protect myself. Why I cannot wear mask? So we were made to like pose and say, hey, don't have to wear mask if you don't have fever. But I said I don't want. It's a wrong
concept. It's a straight directive. It was a straight directive to say, Yahweh, you have to say this.
No, we have to like pose and let people know about this fact. And then later on, COVID very jalat, right? And then we have to take, they say, if you posted that post, you have to take it out. I'm like, oh, sorry, I never post. And
thank
it's,
God.
It's like a general knowledge. You, correct, you cannot post whatever people ask you to post.
True.
You must think, have your own thinking.
True. Yeah, sometimes I think it's important to have your own conviction, like what I should post and what I shouldn't post.
What you stand for.
Yeah, but do you feel pressured online? Because I know a few ministers follow you also.
Have
Hey, you follow Yahweh.
I feel so honored, leh.
Please tell us who follows you and what happened.
Okay, the first one is Mr. Lawrence Wong. You know, because I chanced upon his post, and then I see, he got follow me, eh. Then I go and see the people he follows. He only follow like just a few actresses, leh.
Okay.
Then I say like, then you know, honor also, so I quickly follow back. Mr. Louis Ng also.
Okay.
So I feel very honored lah. You all won't if minister follow you all won't follow back.
I will, but it's out of pressure lah. It's not out of like, I want to follow this guy.
Or maybe I think
pressure lah.
Got minister suddenly follow me, right? Confirm would. First emotion is, am I in trouble?
Have someone tag Mr. Lawrence Wong to
better screen through and see if anything.
Sunday morning, you're sleeping, then your door knocking, then you open. What's your first emotion if you see it's like police?
That's true.
Yeah. You do a lot of bad things, is it? Why are you so worried?
True.
Must be up to no good. Yeah.
Must be.
What about you? If for example, like a minister, same question, a minister suddenly follow you, will you follow back?
I will.
Will you follow back?
Courtesy.
Must follow back. But yeah. I check first. I see I got bad mouth him before.
People really like post everything on social media. So we want to talk about the pros and cons of social media. I think it's also very important for us to note how has social media shaped us, you know, like from the beginning, in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
What were you on? What was your first social media? I'm very interested to know. What was your first social media platform that you were on?
So, like a few people were laughing already when I mentioned Alamak Chat. Like nobody has ever heard of it.
I have.
Except for yourself lah.
What's that?
It's a very Malay-centric chat group.
Yeah. Malay-centric?
Huh? But I don't know because all the people that I know is Alamak.
Because I remember abang, after school, right, back in the day when I was secondary two, not everyone could afford like a computer yet. And then back in the day, modem still sang songs.
And then you're talking to someone, suddenly someone call and like, why you call the landline? Now I have to re-go again.
No, those days only got landline, right?
Only got landline.
Yeah.
So like, and then you pick up and it's like some auntie, it's your mother at home like, you disrupted my IRC chat. I was talking to this person.
Yeah.
I was downloading the photo download.
Yeah, pixel.
The nose reader, right? Disconnected.
You download what photo?
Can send photo IRC. Okay, Alamak Chat was one of the first
Alamak Chat.
And after that, you moved on where? We go down the line.
MIRC.
Okay, ESL.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. For the youngsters who are watching, ESL means age, sex, location. So for example,
a high intro, please.
19, male, west. Or if you want to be more specific, like
Papayo.
Bukit Batu.
Yeah.
So, and then they have like, in RIT, they used to have like these channels.
Yes.
You know, like, if you want to talk to Singaporeans, like, there's this one channel.
MP3 download.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, piracy was quite rampant.
Rampant. Yeah. LimeWire. I love it. Yes. Burn CD.
Yeah.
I would pay my friend to burn CD for me, you know?
Same here.
I'd be like,
$1 or $2.
Yeah, I'd be like, $2. I want this list of 20 songs. Because can I only do 15 to 20 songs only?
Yeah
correct.
So you help me download. And then listen it on your this man on loop to the school.
Quite fun, eh.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
We really go through all the episodes. Okay, so you, RIC, after RIC?
IRC came in conjunction with ICQ.
Were you on Facebook? No. Were you on Friendster?
Friendster. Then after that, I remember very clearly 2005. Friendster.
Okay.
And MySpace. Then no MySpace. Okay. I think MySpace was quite a westernized thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I went to Australia to study, right? Mm-hmm. And then Facebook came in.
Okay, Facebook.
Yeah, and then tried to switch. Then we even, Singaporeans even naively thought, hey, don't lah. We tried to convert the Aussies to use Friendster. No, fail.
Okay. So now you're on every platform. Are you on Instagram?
Instagram, Facebook.
TikTok?
TikTok, not posting content.
But you have an account.
But enjoying content.
You kind of have to punch. What about you?
I started the first one with IRC.
Okay.
I think almost the same. ICQ and then Friendster. Yeah. And then we were so active on Friendster. Like, you know, we will go to like friends of friends.
And then you can put music on your page.
Yeah. And then we can find like friends whom we want to make friends with.
Correct.
It's like the dating app now, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Similar.
Similar, right? Very but last similar. Time it was more proper, I feel.
Actually, Friendster started off, right, with you writing testimonials for your friends.
Yes.
It's not this superficial kind of thing. It had more depth, which I enjoyed because then it's like the primary school or secondary school like Leavers book, right? You get to write messages.
It's just an online portal for
So I mean, of course, nobody will write anything bad in public, right?
Correct.
So maybe that's when the toxic.
But I'm very interested to know our friend over here. Which was your first social media platform?
Me?
You?
Yes.
Ben?
Oh,
write a letter, send a pigeon, is it? No.
I started with Pen Pal.
Pen Pal?
Pen Pal?
Wait, I forgot to say. Remember Teens Magazine?
Yes.
Last time we had
Lime.
Pen Pal also.
Yeah, Pen Pal.
I started with
teenage.
Yes. Sorry.
That one was the oldest one.
That one was the oldest. For us.
Online, what was the first
one? Thereafter, ICQ, then Facebook.
You skipped Friendster.
Yeah, I skipped Friendster.
Yeah, Friendster was quite youngish. I want to say like
Yeah. Like Friendster was quite short also, I think.
Quite short. Very short. Yeah, yeah, because Facebook came and...
Yeah. Correct. And after that, now Friendster is just, you go there, you play games. Mm. I still remember you play games, yeah. I'm sure some of you may recognize MSN.
Oh, yes. Thing. Mm. Yes.
Like, you meet your friend already for 8 hours in school, then go back and still
to check.
Yeah. Hi! I'm like, hey, still talk to my friend. Hi, I'm back home.
It was like that for IRC also, because you were mentioning channels, right? Yeah. So there's a few channels, some social groups. Yeah! You just met this bugger for like 6 hours on a motorcycle ride around Singapore, and then you go home, you continue to talk.
Talk to this person, yeah.
In the main chat group.
We used to enjoy conversing with one another online, you know. But unfortunately, now, more often than not, you know, it has become such a, I would say, if used correctly, you know, it's a brilliant tool for connection, you know. Mm. But more often than not, you know, it's become this very vicious and very negative space to be in.
You know, talking about this, actually, I miss those Nokia phones era.
Mm.
Because we used to text our friends.
True.
Yes.
It's not even online. We forward messages, like, you know, those teddy bears.
Correct.
Oh. Like, if you love that person, forward to your how many friends?
Oh my God. Those chain SMS. Messages.
Yeah. You know, actually, I felt love. Last time, more than now, we don't do forward messages anymore.
Correct.
Yeah. Now have the boomer good morning ones.
Boomer, got poster.
Poster.
Yeah, flower, rice and shine.
Good morning. For aunties and uncles that one.
Or like if your birthday, they will edit your face into a video.
Yeah.
Then you are riding on a boat, something like that. With love stars at the back.
Yeah. I miss those days though.
Yeah.
And then for now, I think we lack communication, which is a very serious issue. You know, like kids, they can text you a lot of stuff. And then when they see you, right, they don't know what to say to you. Yeah.
That's true.
Agree,
that's true.
Introvert, maybe they're introverted. Yeah.
Agree.
How about your kids?
My kids, I don't know how come they have this habit. Whenever I have food, they have to take photo first.
Not just kids, also.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot. Very angry.
Everybody stop. Take photo. Then everybody stops.
The producer also must take photo one.
Even worse, right?
Oh, he saw you out. Uh-huh.
It's even worse if there is like more than one person at the table who wants to take the photo. Then you literally have to, okay, can eat already? Can eat
already? They turn the table, turn three round already. My chopstick down there, waiting, no.
Seriously, if you order a la carte, maybe one shot not enough. Wow, stand on the chair.
Flat lay, they call it flat lay.
Flat lay.
And after that, the worst, they say, can you please put your hand away? Please put.
Hey,
and
then they start adjusting.
Or like, pretend you're holding up the spoon. I'm like, my food is getting cold.
Hey, but my mom is so used to it.
Really?
Last time she wants to get a food, but now she's like, let you take first off. Anyway, first used to it. Happy you take first.
Yeah, you become that parent.
I'm already like prepared already. Okay, you take first. Now I'm okay. The next thing that I'm not okay is after they send, maybe put on Instagram also, the friend will call, hey, having lunch ah? Then my kid's not eating already. Having lunch lo, I'm here. Lunch and lunch lah. Big deal, man.